This is Northwest Public Broadcasting. Dan Newhouse is a conservative congressman from Central Washington who voted to impeach President Donald Trump, and now he faces a primary challenge. But it's not exactly from his right. The conflict is over the meaning of conservative. Reporter David Hyde has more.
Congressman Dan Newhouse says he looks out for farmers.
I firmly believe that Washington State is home to the best farmers in the world.
And that matters in the 4th Congressional District in Central Washington, where Newhouse is known as a solid business conservative, with top ratings from the National Mixed Concrete Association, the National Right to Life Committee, and the NRA's Political Victory Fund. But after January 6th, critics started to question his conservatism. Newhouse broke with his party to vote to impeach President Trump.
The president misinformed and inflamed a violent mob who tore down the American flag.
The Washington State Republican Party condemned that impeachment vote, and 7 Republican Party county chairs in Central Washington demanded his resignation. Next came the challengers. Former Republican gubernatorial candidate Lauren Culp has hinted at a run. Culp claims the election in 2020 was rigged against him, but he lost by more than 500,000 votes. Brad Klippert has officially announced. He's a Pentecostal minister, a deputy in the Benton County Sheriff's Department, and a state representative.
When Congressman Newhouse voted to impeach President Trump, I could not stand back any longer and do nothing. I had to stand up and step out.
So does he worry about violence from Republicans who believe the 2020 election was rigged?
I answer that question with a question. Is there anything in your life, is there anything in America to you worth fighting for?
But when it comes to the issues, Clipper doesn't name any policy differences with Newhouse, not a single vote.
As our congressman, overall, Dan's been doing a good job. That's why I did not choose to run until now.
That said, there is a difference. This year, Klippert sponsored 4 bills to improve election security in Washington state, including one to get rid of Washington's vote-by-mail system. So what's his evidence that there's a big problem with vote-by-mail?
There's a lot here that leads me to believe that something's going wrong. But I don't have enough probable cause to make an arrest and say, you did it, and here's the evidence to support it.
He suspects a crime has occurred, but he has no evidence for it. Other Republicans, including Washington's Secretary of State Kim Wyman, don't share Klippert's view that fraud occurred or that Dan Newhouse should be primaried over his Trump impeachment vote. Here's Benton County Republican Precinct Committee Officer Josh Skipper.
To turn a loyalty vote to one person, regardless of who it is, as a true test of conservatism, that to me just fundamentally is not conservatism. You know, conservatism is about adherence to the Constitution and a really true set of ideals that were founded from Edmund Burke to Russell Kirk and beyond.
Skipper sees himself as an old school conservative. He thinks our election security could be tightened, but he doesn't see widespread fraud and he worries about Republicans spreading conspiracy theories.
I don't fall into that group, but that's a tough one. I wish we would just go the route of rejecting conspiracy theories entirely.
Eric Oliver is a political science professor at the University of Chicago. He says the growing rift within the Republican Party is less about politics than about different belief systems.
And on one poll are people we call rationalists, who have kind of an Enlightenment-style worldview. They believe in facts, reasons, and logical deduction. And the other end of this spectrum are people we call intuitionists. And these are people who have kind of a pre-Enlightenment worldview. They rely a lot on symbols and metaphors and gut feelings.
And according to Oliver, there's a similar split among Democrats. But in the Republican Party, he says the intuitionists, including conspiracy theorists, are ascendant for now. But he thinks sooner or later, the pendulum will swing back toward conservatism grounded in issues. I'm David Hyde reporting.